Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. When you're struggling to get your work to work, what stories are you telling yourself about the process and the outcomes? Lately, I feel a shift happening. I'm getting to work faster, I'm less emotional about the what-ifs and the mistakes, and I'm pushing myself harder than usual. But most importantly, the stories that I'm telling myself have changed. How did this happen? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share the 8 ways that I wasn't getting my work to work and how the stories are being rewritten. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/318. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I'm working on a project right now that is really challenging me in a good way because it is highlighting some of the negative stories that I've been telling myself over the past few years. I've been struggling with a lot of burnout issues. I've been kind of bored with my work. I've been kind of like, maybe I should look at something else. Maybe I should learn something new. And what's interesting is when I went down those roads, I always came back to the things that I was doing, filmmaking and podcasting and writing, because I love those things. But there were some stories that I was telling myself that were holding me back from enjoying and doing good work. And the project that I'm working on right now is actually pushing me to the next level. It's highlighting some ways that I haven't been getting my work to work, and it's really allowing me to fall in love with this work again. As I enjoy my work more, I'm actually being connected with better clients, and I'm actually enjoying the work again. If I had given up, I don't know if I would have gotten to this point of being able to understand these things. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 8 ways to not get your work to work. These are 8 different issues or problems or character flaws or however you want to describe them that were really holding me back from doing the work that I was enjoying. And they were areas that I was telling, let's just say, negative stories in my mind about myself. The first area is laziness. There are a lot of cultural stories about laziness. It's very fascinating. If you play video games, you're lazy. If you don't work 8 hours a day or more, you're lazy. Well, the stories that I was telling myself around laziness was, Chris, you're just lazy. You don't do enough work. That story is not true. I don't want to advocate the cult of busyness. But there's a difference between being busy, being productive, and being lazy. And for me, being lazy was, hey, Chris, you know, 3 podcasts a week, a newsletter, client work, teaching, being a husband, having friendships, being a family, that's lazy. As I really kind of came up against all the things that I've been doing, as I'm working on this project, it was pushing me to do work in hours of the day that I don't normally like to work in. And it made me realize I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy one bit. And so I had to shift the story from I am lazy to no, there's something else. I'm not lazy. Maybe I'm just not scheduling my day right. Maybe there's some other issues. But this was the first story that I kind of had to contradict by looking at all that I'm doing. If you're telling yourself stories of laziness, the first thing to ask yourself is, am I lazy? And the answer to that question for me was, no, I am not. So why am I telling myself that story? That's a great question. The second way is distractions. I can get distracted very easily, and I was allowing myself to get distracted. I think there's two different types of distractions. The healthy kinds where you just need to let your mind wander for a little bit. So I have a game on my phone. I've tried taking it off because it was distracting me too much. But then I realize I like that distraction. I like taking time to just mindlessly pop bubbles in Angry Birds Pop. But then there's the distractions that I'll call social media distractions. Those were distractions where when I didn't want to get to work, I would just mindlessly open a web browser and go to Twitter or LinkedIn, or I'd open my phone to Instagram and I would just scroll for a while. There's the distractions from just needing your mind to reset and the distractions of, hey, I don't want to get to work. And for me, the story was, oh, I don't want to work yet, so I'm going to distract myself. And that's not a behavior that really helped me to get my work to work. And so understanding the difference between the two really helped me to understand when I needed a distraction and when I needed to get to work. The third way is exhaustion. When it comes to being tired, it's hard to actually get your work to work. When I was pushing myself this week and some of the hours of the day that I don't like working, I don't like working in, you know, past 11 p.m., but at the same time, I was on deadline. I needed to get it done. Again, just like with distractions, there's two different types of exhaustion. I think there's the exhaustion of constantly putting yourself in a position where you're working nonstop and where you're burning yourself out. And then there's just that push of, I'm a little bit tired, I'm a little bit loopy, but I need to push through this to get to the end result. When you are exhausted, you need to reset. And that's the realization that I've come to. I wouldn't allow myself time to reset in the past. So that's something that I've learned for myself is that, okay, when I push myself into the red zone, okay, the next day, how am I going to reset? How am I not going to allow this exhaustion to derail my future progress? Great question. It's something that I need to keep a pulse on because I'm not getting any younger and I can't push myself through all-nighters anymore. My body just shuts down for a few days after that. So I need to pay attention to my exhaustion levels and allow myself to reset. The fourth area is boredom. Sometimes I get bored. Maybe it's the project, maybe it's just how I'm feeling in a day, but how am I using boredom as a distraction or an excuse from getting to work? You know what? Not everything is going to be exciting. Not every project is going to be the award-winning, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Sometimes projects are going to be boring. Sometimes they're not. You never know. Sometimes how you feel about a project is going to be bored. Understanding boredom is incredibly important. How do you respond to boredom? Do you allow boredom to lead to distractions? Do you allow it to make you lazy? For me, some of the boring tasks led to distractions. Sometimes it led to laziness. And I think understanding the differences is really important to understand how you feel about boredom. But there's another thing about boredom that I'm starting to learn. If you're not pushing yourself hard enough to learn new things, to try new things, to push yourself into new territory, you are going to get more bored. So there's a difference between just the boring tasks that no one really wants to do but has to do, and the fact that you might not be pushing yourself into new areas, maybe the status quo, more than you want to be. The fifth way of not getting your work to work, just being inefficient. inefficiencies are an amazing way to not get your work to work. If something should only take 2 hours, but it creeps into 4 or 6 or 8 because you're allowing distractions to keep you from not being focused, or maybe you're letting your schedule get out of control. There are so many ways to be inefficient in our creative work. A few things to consider when it comes to inefficiencies is scheduling. How are you scheduling your day? How are you allowing time to focus? How are you allowing yourself to make sure that you're on deadline, that you're meeting your commitments? And so for me, inefficiencies come in those areas when I'm scheduling, when I have too much kind of back-to-back, when I'm going to meetings, instead of really sitting down and focusing. So understanding the different ways that you need to schedule your time is, I think for me, what inefficiencies is all about. So in an upcoming book by Charlie Gilkey called Start Finishing, he talks about 4 blocks of time that we should have in our schedule. And I think this has helped me to consider this category of inefficiencies. And the 4 blocks that he considers are focus time, social time, admin time, and recovery time. As I think about those 4 different blocks of time, it really helps me to understand a little bit better about how I can be more efficient in scheduling my day. The 6th way, overcommitments. I find that there's a sweet spot between not having enough work and having too much work. And I find that when I'm undercommitted, my work doesn't work very well because I'm worrying about the future and I'm worrying about paying bills and I'm worrying about all the things that come with undercommitting. But then when you overcommit, when you're saying yes to too much, when your schedule is so packed that there's more work than time, that's a problem. And I found that overcommitments for me is more dangerous than undercommitments. Yes, it might lead to more paychecks, it might lead to more work, but it then leads me to really break down and start telling myself some negative stories. Overcommitments are an indication that I'm trying to please too many people and I'm pushing myself aside. So how to deal with overcommitments? Sometimes you just have to say no. You have to say no for yourself. Maybe you have to say no to a client. Maybe you have to say no to a family commitment because you've committed to another area. But the area of overcommitments is a way of understanding how you're responding to people, yourself, and your work. The 7th area is tied in many ways to boredom. And it's complacency. Sometimes with our work, we become complacent. We aren't pushing ourselves to learn new things. We aren't trying things. We aren't experimenting. And I find that complacency is one of those issues that if you get too deep into that realm of thinking, your work becomes stale. It's not that your work doesn't work. Sometimes complacency just makes it harder to do the work faster. And this is really interesting to me because as I've been reflecting on some other work that I'm doing, some side projects, they've been harder to get going. And I think it's because of complacency. I'm not pushing myself to learn new things in that project. And the more that I can really say, hey, this is important to me, this is what I want to learn, and I'm going to dive in and do it, that's how it's going to work. But the 8th way of not getting your work to work is in line with complacency, and it's fear. Fear is one of those areas that is a constant theme in this podcast, and it's tied with all of these ways of not getting your work to work. Fear that if you do the work that maybe it won't work out. Fear of missing out. I mean, why do we allow distractions? Because we might miss something. Exhaustion can be a form of fear in that if I don't do this work today, what will they say? If I don't push myself, will people think that I don't care enough? Boredom is connected with fear. Inefficiency, this is all connected to fear. And what I think about fear the most is what will they say if? What will they say if I do this, if I say this, if I think this? And that is the fear for me that stops my work from working more often than not. So how do I overcome fear? I just have to do it. What's the book? Feel the fear and do it anyway. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be courageous. Take the step. Make the action. And that's not easy. None of these things are easy to work through. But they are absolutely essential in order to get your work to work. And I'm saying that to myself in many ways because these are the 8 areas that stop me every single time. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.